USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Four Los Angeles teachers are suing Delta Airlines less than a week after a China-bound plane dumped fuel over playgrounds and schools, citing emotional anguish and distress, and accusing the pilot of failing to follow protocol. The teachers' lawsuit, filed in L.A. Superior Court, alleged the Delta pilot was specifically asked by air control if he needed to dump fuel, and the pilot replied negative. The pilot ended up dropping fuel at around 2,000 feet, hitting several schools in its path. One of the children in the suit said the fifth grade students initially thought the jet fuel was rain. The children looked up only to have noxious liquid overwhelm their eyes, mouths, noses, lungs, and skin. More than 60 people were treated from several schools in the area. The Federal Aviation Administration said earlier in the week it's looking into reports that school children had been treated for the exposure. This is USA Radio News.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitutional money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash, on average, in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
Yesterday was the National Women's March, and with more on that story, here's USA's Wendy King.
Thousands of people took to the streets in Washington, D.C., and in many different cities across the globe to participate in the 4th Annual Women's March advocating for women's equality. It was first held January 2017 with hundreds of thousands of women marching in the nation's capital. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The aircraft carrier is the symbol of American military power. 90,000 tons of diplomacy, as the Navy likes to say. Almost all of them are named after presidents until Acting Secretary of the Navy Thomas Modley broke with tradition. The next aircraft carrier will be named the Dory Miller, after the grandson of slaves and the son of sharecroppers. The official announcement is tomorrow on Martin Luther King's birthday celebration at Pearl Harbor. Miller joined the Navy in 1939 and was a hero during Pearl Harbor. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The head of the organization behind the Grammy Awards was placed on leave 10 days before the 62nd edition of the ceremony. Deborah Dugan, who took helm of the Recording Academy in August, was placed on administrative leave after a formal allegation of misconduct by a senior female member of the organization. The Academy's Board of Trustees has retained two independent third-party investigators to look into the allegations. A Michigan man said the ottoman for a couch he purchased from a second-hand store felt a bit uncomfortable, but little did he know that's because it was stuffed with $43,000 in cash. Howard Kirby bought the couch and other furniture at the Habitat for Humanity Restore about 90 miles northwest of Detroit for $70. He said he put the piece of furniture in his man cave, but something felt off as the foot cushion seemed kind of hard. Kirby's daughter-in-law opened up the piece of furniture to get to the bottom of it and found a box containing just over $43,000 in cash. Kirby said his initial reaction was to keep the cash, and he even contacted a lawyer who told him he had the legal right to hold on to it, but Kirby's faith made him look for the original owner of the couch. He tracked down the person who donated the furniture, a woman named Kim Faith Newberry. Faith Newberry said the couch belonged to her grandfather, who was frugal and always paid for things in cash. Habitat for Humanity called Kirby a Habitat hero for returning the money. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.